105.3 The Fan.
Grego, I need help today. I'm bumming. You know how I'm a wildly swinging pendulum when it comes to the Mavericks. And yesterday I outlined in my weekly CBSDFW.com column about 28 reasons Deron Williams should come to the Mavericks. Well, today I'm not feeling too good about it. I still want him. I just,
yesterday, everybody does. Down. And you know what? He's no clearer. I mean, he's no closer or farther than he was yesterday.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so at all.
All right, here's what went down yesterday in Brooklyn.
It is what it is. I mean, this sounds like that he's going to make up his mind pretty quick. He's not going to do a free agent, tour. He's going to make up his mind, and that's it. And, until then, I don't think that any hints get him closer or farther away.
These don't feel like hints to me. These feels like tangible actions toward a destination. Deron Williams, of course, the number one free agent in the NBA. NBA free agency starts Sunday morning, 12:01, and the Mavericks, of course, have targeted him as their crown jewel. And so have the Brooklyn Nets, the team he sort of belongs to, played for last year. Well, yesterday was his birthday, and he had an intimate gathering to celebrate number 28 last night in New York. And 8 people were there. One of them was Nets coach Avery Johnson.
I'm sure that they've got a pretty good working relationship as a coach and a player.
And his agent, Jeff Schwartz.
No, I mean, that's not uncommon. I mean, that's understandable that he would be there.
And before that birthday party, that was last night, yesterday during the day, he worked out as he has been all along this offseason, worked out at the Nets facility there in Brooklyn, the new one.
Okay, see, that's kind of one of the puzzling things to me. If he's such a family guy and such a Dallas guy, and he wants to be by his family and he wants to move back home, well, as soon as the season's over, they weren't in the playoffs, wouldn't he hightail it down here and get him a house and get his kids and get next to the family? I mean, why would he stay up there?
And then he scooted down the hall and popped into the press conference of Nets general manager Billy King, who was addressing the Nets media about the draft and about free agency, et cetera. That's the actions, Grego, of a guy who's very interested and very immersed in the activity of that team.
Or he's playing everybody.
Think that's possible, really?
No.
Or you just saying that to make me feel better?
No, here's what's crazy about the whole thing.
All right.
Is there is no recruitment. There's nothing that they can do. The Mavericks are going to give him every red cent they can. They're going to max him out. They're going to give him every cent that they're allowed to do. And so are the Nets. So it's just a matter of what does he want to do? Is he all about money? I know if it were me, I'd have a hard time leaving $25 million on the table. I would. Does he want to come home? Well, we're going to find out. Because if he wants to come home, he's going to be able to get $73 guaranteed million. That's enough to live the rest of his life and his kids. He can get here. He can throw down roots. He's going to be here for a while, and it can be La Familia. But, it's just a matter of him making up his mind. What does he want to do? And I have a hard time believing that right now he doesn't, that we're within 1 week of the free agent period. I have a hard time believing that he doesn't know where he's going. In other words, his mind is probably made up right now.
So if his mind's already made up and he knows exactly what the Nets can offer him, why didn't he just say, I'm going back to the Nets?
I don't get that.
Because that's one of the tiny shreds of hope I have as a Mavericks fan.
Because it's not like that the Nets can go, oh, yeah, all right, we're going to give you more. No.
Right.
No, both teams are all in. And it's not like that you can play a third team thinking you're going to get some money out of them. Well, you know what? You're going to get $73 million from them, too.
Right.
And that's all it's going to be. I mean, does he want a max deal or does he want to do a LeBron? LeBron left a lot of money on the table.
It might come down to just like you said, Greg, it might just come down to the biggest pile. And if it's totally money when it comes down to him, then the Mavericks,
nobody can hold that against
him. Right. Then the Mavericks are going to finish second and go, our hands were tied. That's exactly all we could do.
Hey, they're all in. They're doing everything they can. And I promise you, Mark Cuban is doing everything within the rules to sweeten the pot. You know, everything. You know, that is legal, which you can't do very many financial things. Because, I mean, that's a violation of the salary cap. But I just find it, here's what and we were talking about this yesterday. I find it hard to believe if he's such a Dallas guy, then why has he never lived here during the offseason? I mean, why did he live in Utah during the offseason? Why didn't he come here during the offseason? Why did he live in San Diego? Now, we know San Diego is a hell of a town, but if he's all about family and he's always wanted to play in Dallas and he holds Dallas in high regard and this is home, well, why has he never lived here? I mean, why when the season was over and the Nets weren't in the playoffs, why didn't he hightail it home? Why didn't he hightail it home and get him a house and start Dallas living and, you know, start having family over for TV watching parties?
He has been spotted house shopping with his wife in the Metroplex area. He did have one of his kids' birthday parties here over the offseason, so he has been here. But you're right.
But he's not now.
Did he leave his Manhattan apartment and come here to make a permanent residence? No, he didn't. Not yet.
Or is he just the one thing to me that's the worst sign is that he's working out at their facility.
Now
you again, can say, well, where else would he work out?
Well, Jason Terry's a free agent. You think Jason Terry's going to be back with the Mavericks?
Just no.
I don't either. He's working out at the AAC every day.
Okay,
so
then that
happens.
Then maybe that's a good sign.
But we're grasping at straws now for Mavs fans. Donnie Nelson addressed the media this morning. We had him on Friday. He had his major pre-draft press conference down at AAC today. And the media down there asked Donnie, you know, it's flimsy hoping for Darren. The Texas Rangers, we talked about this yesterday, they're Darren Williams' favorite team, right? The Rangers sent a birthday message to D-Will yesterday. Donnie, anything tricky going on there with you and the Mavs and the Rangers?
Because it would have cost me $1 million.
Why doesn't it cost $1 million?
Oh, by the way, yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah. So, but our friends up the street at the Rangers. That was a very nice touch and much appreciated.
Well, he's worried about tampering, and he should be.
$1 million?
Yeah, I'd watch what I said too. All right. Well, new school this morning. They try to help the cause. I sent Darren Williams. I tweeted him yesterday with my column, 28 reasons he should come here. The Rangers sent Darren Williams a birthday message. New school put together this song that let's listen to it and see, is this going to help our cause trying to get Darren Williams to Dallas?
Darren, please come home, pack up your bags and
oh my God.
Go back to the place it's
no,
started.
Stop it. No. That ain't going to help anybody get anywhere. Do you think Darren Williams likes that kind of music?
No, we could have used a cool song.
Darren, please. I'll tell you what sucks about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is our timing, because something probably going to happen on Monday and we're on
vacation.
Killing
me, man.
I know.
I'm going to do a show on Sunday from the beach in the Bahamas.
I'll take that bet.
Maybe
you don't.
I think you'll be right.